The Chick McGee Show right around the corner. But first, let me tell you about Leah Remini and Scientology, The Aftermath, Season 2, Tuesday nights at 9, 8 Central on A&E. It follows Leah along with high-level former Scientology executives and church members as they delve deep into shocking stories of abuse, heartbreak, and harassment experienced by those who've left the Church of Scientology and spoken publicly about their experiences. In this season, Season 2, Leah Remini continues her quest to give a voice to the victims of the Church of Scientology. The series also explores accounts of former members whose lives have been significantly impacted by the church's practices. And Leah is helping people take action, turning survivors into fighters, revealing truths, and seeking justice. And you can catch up on Season 1 of Leah Remini Scientology on the A&E app at aetv.com. That's Leah Remini and the Church of Scientology in the Aftermath, Season 2 on A&E, Tuesdays at 9, 8 Central on A&E. And now it's time for the Chick McGee Show on Podcast 1. I got something extra in this. Where'd she go? Is she in the bathroom? All right, mics are hot. Here we go. What do you think of that?
Hot mic. I didn't know what to say other than that.
So you totally forgot that we were recording a little early today.
Totally forgot. Just sent us a text yesterday. Hey, can we record at 10 instead of 11? Right. Absolutely. I'm not doing anything at 10 as opposed to 11. 10:15. I stick a bowl of oatmeal in the microwave. I'm standing there. I look at the clock.
Having the best morning.
It really was. I had the Today Show on. I had taken Kobe out. The windows were open.
Oh, what a glorious morning.
And then I go, oh my God, I'm already 15 minutes late.
And you hadn't left your house yet.
I didn't have a bra on. Still had my pajamas on. Hadn't brushed my teeth yet.
Amazing.
So I was able to, from the time I realized at 10:15 that I was late, I was able to get dressed, brush my teeth, didn't put any makeup on, get to my car and drive what is usually a 35-minute drive all in a 30-minute time span.
That was amazing.
I don't know how I did that.
Because I saw your text, and then the next thing I know, you're walking through my door, and I'm like, my God, it was like, Marty, you are on a time machine.
Yeah, I don't know how I did it. Honestly, it was like God was on my side on the highway. Everyone just got out of my way. No one was just...
You're driving like a maniac.
that part.
Yeah.
But yeah, the passing lane was just wide open. I was feeling good. No one was in front. No one was pushing me from behind, trying to make me go faster than I wanted to. It was perfect. It was really a perfect drive.
It's the best ever. Where's the princess?
I don't know. Now she's late.
You're the good girl. She's the princess. Okay. I'm the...
Ooh,
there
love
you
that.
See?
Love yeah. that.
And I'm the sound engineer. Do you want to say hi over there?
I stepped over you. Say hi.
Hi. There she is. That's Addie, everybody. She's our special guest today. She'll be auditing this podcast. And now, actually, I'm going to try to get our real special guest on the phone here. If I can. $88 in the
Hello.
Cash. Diane?
Hello.
We're recording.
All right. They're recording, guys, so keep your mouths as foul as possible.
Are you still in the car?
Yeah, we're driving from our house to his dad's house now to see if we can get to him, to see if the waters have gone down.
To see if we can get to him.
Yeah.
Just a quick backstory here. Diane Gallagher and her husband Corbin and their son Charlie live in Houston, Texas.
Friendswood, Texas, which got one of the hardest hits. There's a creek by our house that set the U.S. Continental U.S. record for 49.32 inches of water.
That's let's just call it 50 inches of rain. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well,
we
all follow you on Instagram and on Twitter, and we were monitoring your tweets and your Instagrams. And initially, I was like, oh, well, this is going to be. Well, actually, let me back up. You sent something out about a week before, and you said something like, this might be worse than Ike or something, but we're keeping our fingers crossed.
Right. Well, it's worse than Allison. Allison was a tropical storm years and years ago, like, I don't know, 2001, that got caught between two high-pressure systems and just stayed on top of Houston for about 24 hours before it moved out. And it just devastated Houston. No one saw it coming. And so we were seeing models that once Harvey made a turn to hit Houston, it was going to get trapped on us. And I was like, guys, this might be bad.
And it certainly turned out that way. That's exactly what happened. High pressure system to the east and the west, and it sat there for 50 inches of rain worth. And you've been to your house. You've been back. I saw the Instagram of you and Corbin and Charlie in his wagon walking down the road, right?
Yeah. So the night that the heavy bands started and water started coming in, our power went out, and we were kind of like, all right, there's nothing we can do. So we just stayed upstairs and tried to sleep, which I wasn't able to. Got downstairs when daylight started coming up and realized we were about a foot deep, and there's a creek near us, and I knew it was rising, and I was like, I'm not staying here. We're getting out. So I just had a flashlight and, you know, knee deep water, grabbing whatever I could. And I was like, get the raft, get the wagon. We're kicking out boards from our neighbor's back fence, because the front of our house was a lake. The back, if we got far enough back, we could get to dry land. If we could get through our neighbor's yard, we could get to a dry street. And I was just in complete survival mode. I was like, this is what we're going to do. Get the boat, get the raft, and we're going to get out of here. And we got to a neighbor's house, and when I finally relaxed over there a little bit is when I had a complete meltdown. And was like, we might be about to lose our house because we don't have flood insurance. Nobody.
So, like, 80%
of people who flooded don't have flood insurance because you don't have to have it, because this storm flooded places that have never flooded.
Right. Right.
And then we had, of course, you've seen our other friends that their son goes to school with Charlie. They had power and dry land, and they came and got us from that first house. And we've been with them ever since. And they're angels.
I know the Instagrams. I mean, it's really a positive spin on a horrible situation. Obviously, you're playing games and playing peekaboo. And Corbin had Charlie out in the backyard. And at one point, you Corbin had Charlie up against a fence. You worried about snakes?
Yeah. He was. I mean, kids love to play in puddles, and I was like, okay, this puddle is safe. That puddle could have snakes in it. Let's not do this.
Oh my goodness. So, did you say you've been back to your house this morning?
Right. So we found out this morning that the waters had receded, and we thought we'd still have maybe a foot of water. So we're like, let's go check it out. And it was completely receded. We were able to walk into the house and take photos and start doing the assessments. You know, you want to get in there and just start ripping out sheetrock immediately and drying it out.
Right.
Oh, I see his dad. Yay.
Sorry. We just saw his dad for the first time.
Oh,
in
days. Good. Okay. All right. Yay. Well, Diane, we'll let you get to Grandpa and give Corbin and Charlie our love. And we love you, too. And we'll keep us posted, okay?
I will. Thank you guys so much.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
That was Diane Gallagher, a former stand-up comedian, friends of all of ours, and her husband, Corbin, and their son, Charlie. And they were in, as she said, Friendswood, which is just south of Houston. And as you heard, southeast, she got like 50 inches of rain in 3 days. I mean, it's unthinkable.
There's a picture of her, and you can tell she's standing in her stairwell. And at the bottom, you say it's the bottom of the stairs, and it's Charlie, her 3-year-old son, I think, is in a blow up raft, like floating around their house with their like 2 bags. They had packed what they could, and they were, you know, gonna pull him through the backyard, like she said.
Yeah.
And get to dry land.
I feel like natural disasters, a lot of times, if it's not kind of imminent for you, especially living in Indiana, like, you know, it isn't raining here. You know, we don't live near Texas. Yeah. You know, we see it on the news. Mm-hmm. We see it, you know, on Twitter, on Facebook, whatever. But until you really know someone and you hear someone like Diane, like we just heard, you don't really feel that fear and that survival mode that she's having to go through, and that that feeling of, oh my gosh, like I might lose my entire house.
Yeah, she went downstairs in the middle of the night, and there was a foot of water in her downstairs.
Yeah.
It's just nuts. And I used to work in West Virginia in the late 70s in a place called Williamson, West Virginia, near Pikeville, Kentucky, and Belfry, Kentucky. It's the Tri-Cities. And There's a river there called the Tug River, and we had just moved in. Jenny's mom and I had just moved in, and I had just – this is my second job in radio in early April 77, somewhere around in there. And it flooded, and it got to the top of the second story of businesses downtown. I mean, it was amazing how, and luckily we didn't know. I mean, 77, I was 20 years old. So we just got the first apartment that was available, but it just happened. It was on a hill up in, you know, so we didn't get any water in our apartment, but it was the downtown area was just inundated. Yeah. And the thing I remember most is the smell as the water. I mean, it's just like, you know, there are smells that have a place, and dirty lake water should smell.
In the middle of downtown.
Yeah, not in the middle of downtown. It should smell like dirty lake water by a dirty lake, you know? Oh, but and now I guess there are gators in Houston and
sharks.
Sharks.
Show me a picture of a shark.
That's a fake picture. That is a very, very
fake
picture.
I thought that was so real. I was like, there are sharks.
I know it does. They show that. That's a picture that surfaces every time there's a bad rain or a bad flood.
Damn it.
But it, an anchor on Fox News reported it as real news.
Oh, no.
You know what that reminds me of? That that airplane that crashed, unfortunately. An Asian airline, remember this? And they and they reported the names of the pilot and the co-pilot.
Oh yeah, and
Bang Ding Ow and Wee Too Low and a news station
absolutely reported it as the truth.
That happened while I was interning at Bob and Tom.
Oh, it did.
I promise you, it did. I remember that whole story. I remember with little Jeffy Vibbert in his office, we watched the video of it like going down, and I was like, "What is happening?"
I first heard. I was somewhere on the road with some comedians, and I forget which comedians, I hate doing that, but I forget who they were. But we were going into a movie at like noon or something, 1 o'clock or whatever, and we're sitting in the car, and somebody had it on their phone.
Yeah.
And we're like, not that I know about the real world of broadcasting, because I don't, but common sense would tell you if a news person is reading a news story on the air, that story has gone, they've received that story, it's gone to an intern, it's gone to a news editor, it's going to all these, but that Wee Too Low, Bang Ding Ow, that made it through.
I feel like I know, but I think that if you've worked in broadcasting in any format, like you have that story where that happened to you, right? Like mine was Bob and Tom related, and it was the first time that, and if you ever did anything wrong at Bob and Tom, Tom would never, he wasn't mean, but you knew he was disappointed. It was like a very dad interaction where you were like, oh my God, this is terrible. Like, he's not talking to me, but I know how disappointed he is. which is exactly how I was raised, so I was terrified.
Oh, the quiet treatment from the dad. Yeah, right.
Yeah. But I found on Wikipedia, and this was 2007.
Okay.
Oh my God.
So that's when Wikipedia was like Wikipedia. Yeah. Like just the shit.
And they really didn't police it as much as they do now.
Yeah, exactly. And so they were just probably fucked up lines all over it.
So
Ted Danson. You know, Cheers, Ted Danson.
Yeah, and he was doing a new sitcom, and he was calling into the show. Well, on his Wikipedia, it said that he had his own bourbon. And so I put it in the show prep, in the notes, and Tom's like, well, it says here that you have your own bourbon. And Ted was like, that sounds very cool, but actually I don't. And I was like, I was in my office, and I was like, oh my God.
You immediately started sweating.
Your stomach just drops.
Like, yeah, and there was still like 45 minutes left of the show, and I was like, I have to sit here for the next 45 minutes and wait for him to come talk to me, and it's going to be miserable. And I was like, I have the stomach flu. I need to go home. Like, I was trying to figure out any way, and he just comes in, and he was like, Ted Danson doesn't have his own bourbon. If you could maybe double check some of the stuff that you, and I was just like, oh my God. He wasn't mean at all, but it was just like, he was embarrassed.
Yeah.
Also.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
And that's probably when he started doing his own show prep.
Yeah. Yeah. That makes
sense. You know my story about this, or maybe you don't. I don't know. It was the first week or two I was doing sports. And back then I went into the studio to do sports and then I left. Mm-hmm. I wasn't in the studio.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I'm in there doing a sports broadcast, and back then we weren't syndicated. It was just for the Indianapolis area, and one of the high schools here is Noblesville High School.
Yeah.
And so I'm reading the copy that they had won a football or baseball game or whatever, and I called them the Noblesville Milers. And as we all know, they're the Noblesville Millers. So about, I think it's a grain mill or something. Anyway, So I do the but neither Bob or Tom said anything on the air. So I get off, and apparently someone called or something, because we didn't even have a producer back in those days. Back then we did the broadcast by candlelight.
That voice isn't allowed on this show.
Okay, thanks. So anyway,
it's kind of spot on though.
So I'm way back in the office, and here they both come. I had just started. I was scared to death. This is 87, 88.
And Bob, you, at this point, have no idea that you did anything
wrong. I have
wrong.
No idea. Had any, and I was in one of those typical office cubicles. Yep. I was in more or less, me and Steve Wilmus were in charge of commercial production. We would do the commercials and get the copy in.
Isn't it always funny when you hear Chick in his real job?
Yeah.
And all this stuff. So I'm sitting there, and I don't know. I'm just, you know, going, God, I wonder how that went and all this stuff. And Bob and Tom both peek their heads over this cubicle, one of those cloth cubicles, you know, with the frame and the mm-hmm. desk. And they're going, what did you call the teams from Noblesville High School? This is Tom. And I go, I don't know. What did I say? And he goes, Milers? It's the Millers. And that's when Bob goes, I wouldn't have known either. And Bob walks away. Mm-hmm. And then Tom just sits there, just stands there and goes, by the way, Bob and I should comment during the news. You probably should stay quiet. And then walked away.
And this is all because you said Milers instead of Millers.
Well, he never...
But I promise you, I bet you Chick has not mispronounced a word since.
Oh, absolutely not. Mm-mm. Absolutely not.
But back then, what Tom would do was, and it was, I guess it was smart for back then. I mean, if he had you... if he had your ear for one thing, he'd always throw in one or two other things.
Gotcha.
So I think he was... Like, I was talking too much when they were doing the news and all that, so...
It's like the opposite way to criticize someone. The way you criticize someone is you give them a compliment.
Give them a...
You shit on them, hey, and then you give them another compliment. Yeah, you sandwich it.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, you're great, but sometimes you suck, but remember you're great.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah, so. He just gives you a full shit sandwich.
A little shit load, and get it right the next... And he walked away.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly.
You know me, but... But anybody who knows me will tell you, I took that in stride. I didn't worry about it for weeks. Just stand there, just stupid son of a, you give a, shut up. Yeah. So there you go.
He's doing speaking exercises. Mm-hmm. Miller, Miller, Miller,
Miller,
Miller,
Miller, Miller, Miller, Miller, Miller, no Miler, Millers, the Noblesville Millers. Yeah, it was it was not good. Okay. But then here we are.
Yeah. So
30 years later,
this happened.
So I think you're good. I think it worked out in your favor.
Well, according to Marty Bender, I'm still on a trial basis. I have not heard back yet. So that's the last thing I heard from him, and it was his idea. So for me to be on there. So
Marty works somewhere else now.
I know. I've been trying to get on middays there. Well, if anybody knows Marty at the Fox in Cincinnati, I bet Chick McGee for free middays. How about that? Huh? Wouldn't that be cool?
I think Marty does middays.
Well, he needs a rest. You know, and I think you're exactly right.
That's I know
right.
he does.
Would you love to be on the radio by yourself? Like, would you love your own little midday show?
I don't know if I could do it or not.
Really?
Yeah, because Mark Maron does portions of his podcast by himself. Uh-huh. And before that, he was on a thing called Air America. It was like a political satellite radio mm-hmm. service. And he would talk to himself. And he said, well, actually, he told me that that's another skill set, that if you can open the mic and just carry a thought and complete a thought and tell a funny story to no one other than the mic. And I've never done that. I mean, all I did was before Bob and Tom, I was by myself on the air and actually mm-hmm. Here's Led Zeppelin, you know, crap like that. Yeah. And
but you could do that. You could spin records and
Love to do that. The right. Chick McGee Dance Party is famous. Meant. There was a Saturday night Chick McGee dance party. It was amazing.
I love that.
Oh yeah, that was amazing.
Yeah,
but I couldn't talk to myself as far in a funny way.
Right,
and carry a morning show.
Gotcha.
Right.
I thought that's what you meant. You meant like a disc jockey.
Honestly, both.
Both. Okay.
There you go. I wanted to know both. Now we know.
I'd like to spin some records if you're out there. If you're a radio guy. If you're a general manager. If you want to hire Chick McGee part time. I'm sure I'd have to look at my contract, but still.
You love spinning records in here. Just you play that iPad for like 3 minutes straight.
Oh, we didn't play the intro. Diane called and we got really all didn't. Excited. Uh-oh. And
ooh, I got a new summer bop you need to play at some point too.
A summer bop?
He does. You just threw him.
That's not true. That's I would call that a summertime jam.
There you go. Perfect.
There you go. We don't want to hear boombox. Okay, go ahead. What? Who's the summertime jam by?
It is Yo Gotti and Nicki Minaj.
Somebody in Nicki. Yo Gotti?
Yo Gotti. It's called Rake It Up.
So it sounds like
you rake up the money.
Oh, I was
like at the end of the night when strippers rake up their money off the stage.
That's what it's. Oh, I was thinking leaves in the yard is what I break up.
Or that. Or that.
That's where they get it.
It's a wholesome song.
Hi, welcome to the Chick McGee Show. That's Caitlin Kopetsky. K Kopetsky on all our social platforms. And that's Jess Hooker, volunteer. Veteran is what I meant to say, of the Off the Air podcast and early Chick McGee Show and now late Chick McGee Show as we go riding off into the sunset. I can call my shawty. And this is Bob Schneider, in case you've been living in a cave.
I ain't got no dough.
So other than Nicki Minaj and John Gotti, who have you...
Did you say John Gotti?
Yeah, was A Gotti? What?
Yo Gotti.
Yo Gotti. Yo Gotti. Okay, all right. And I'm bummed. I will tell you why I'm bummed first, and then you can tell me what you girls have been up to. I was going to go to London, Ohio, London High School Friday night.
Yeah.
It's the home opener for the Red Raiders football team. Apparently, remnants of Harvey are going to hit London, Ohio, in Madison County. About 3:45, 4 o'clock Friday afternoon. So I don't know if I'm going to make the trip now.
You know what? I would maybe just hold off. Maybe go to homecoming.
Because I'll be coming home. Yes, that would make more sense.
Yeah,
sure.
Instead of the home opener.
A home opener. A homecoming. Addie's waving at me. Hello, Jess. What are you doing?
Checking Instagram.
You know, you can check Instagram all week.
No. I posted a picture of Addie and I. Hanging out. Addie's with me today.
I know. She looks like she's on the show because she's wearing her headphones.
She is. She's watching Zootopia on the iPad. She's got a little chicky hooked her up with a nice Redskins pillow and a blankie, and she's just chilling behind me right now.
She's got a little fort behind you.
She does. She had a rough night, so we thought, you know what? You have a half day today. We're not even going to push it.
Half days of school. Were the best days.
I know. That's like I kind of felt because I was like, it's just a half day and you really don't do anything. Mm-hmm. Well, here's the thing now. So we have e-learning at our school. All of our kids.
Does that mean enough?
No.
Enough learning.
No. I'm for that, but no. Where I think it's like in fourth grade, maybe you start getting iPads.
Yeah.
Take home. And then so like third, fourth, fifth grade, maybe you get iPads. I might be wrong. It might just be fourth and fifth. And then from sixth or 12, you have a laptop. So we don't have snow days anymore because the kids bring their computers home every day. And in the event that there is a snow delay or a snow day, they get on and they do e-learning.
Snap.
Okay, here's my question, because my mom is a teacher up where I went to school, LaVille, and they are starting to do the iPads,
the
Macs,
LaVille
whatever.
Millers. The LaVille
Lancers.
Lancers.
What if a kid doesn't have Wi-Fi at home?
Then they have to go to the library. But
okay.
But the other thing too is I don't know. But I think that if you don't have Wi-Fi, you let the school know that you don't have Wi-Fi.
Okay.
And but there are some programs that if you have a school-age child in the house and you don't have Wi-Fi. That
there's got to be some government.
There are.
There should be. If there's not,
there are. I know that for a fact.
Wow.
Yeah.
If someone hasn't seen that coming and taken it away from or whatever.
Yeah. I know that because I personally know people that do that. But
that's great.
So yeah. So for a half day, because it's a teacher, like it's a teacher learning or something thing today, they gave them assignments to do when they get home for the afternoon on their laptop, and I was like, that's not how half days work.
I'm very upset about that.
I was very upset about that. To the point that maybe someone at school asked me, are you going to be doing the Compass Learning on the half day? And I said, no, we will not be participating. I don't know if it's optional.
Love that.
But
it's
going to
be optional now.
Who would have thought that Wi-Fi would have been like electricity or water or any of the utilities that if you don't have Wi-Fi, it's... Not only do you feel less, but
it's problematic,
and it's a big problem. And
but
you
I know it's a part of registering your child for school each year. You have, I mean,
really?
That's a question. Do you have access to Wi-Fi?
We were, We were talking this morning off the air about...
I know what it is. I'm sorry. If you are on subsidized lunches, they will provide Wi-Fi for you.
Oh, okay.
If
you don't that makes total
yes.
sense.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. There you go. Isn't that a strange thing to be tied together? But yes, that's what it is. Yeah.
The behind-the-scenes joke on the other show is that if there's been a comedian who's been in the studio and on the air, and if he's been or she's been exceptionally unfunny, which happens...
weekly.
More often than not. The joke is someone will come in the studio and go, hey, Caitlin Kopetsky, that comedian that was on yesterday, can you isolate all her bits and burn that on a CD? I want to listen to it in my car. See? Yeah. And it's but that entire reference is incredibly dated. I mean,
To say nobody that you would burn
burns,
a CD.
Nobody burns CDs. No. I mean, you know, like put it on a thumb drive maybe with that. But no.
Not even a thumb drive.
Email
Dropbox
it.
Dropbox me.
Yeah, that's what I would say.
Dropbox me iCloud? That unfunny hoe.
That's hilarious.
But no, you girls haven't seen what I've seen because I played. Do you know what a 45 record is?
I do. I had a Fisher-Price 45 record player.
Did you have a Fisher? No, she doesn't know what a 45 is.
Cassettes I mean, were I've gone seen by it. The time she was.
Okay, I watched I Love the 80s on VH1.
Okay, here's what makes me feel old. If I make a reference and she goes, well.
Caitlin does. She grabs her forehead.
She grabs her forehead. She rubs her forehead and she goes, well. I've seen it.
And she is. She's like, she's actively trying to like pull any memory that she may or may not have
bring
of it.
Next to, is that in preferences? Maybe. Yeah.
That was
maybe
so genuine. I promise. That was real.
It was darling and genuine. Yes.
I remember I had like Schoolhouse Rock on records when I was a kid.
That's adorable.
A bill is a bill, just a bill, sitting up on Capitol Hill.
I mean, they
you
made,
slayed
they,
that.
Sometimes I become a law, but I mean, until then,
whenever you're done,
I'd be a bill.
I had that, and I had Sesame Street live on a record.
Sesame Street live, they put on a record.
They had a record,
like Frampton Comes Alive.
You know what? I don't. These may have been my mom's records,
like they weren't actually yours.
If that's sad enough that like we were, yeah. No, but I remember my mom having... I remember Thriller. I very, very vividly remember
Never liked that album.
You didn't?
What?
Is Human Nature on that album?
No.
Are you sure?
No.
I don't like the song Thriller. I should back up.
I wanted to bring you... This is so funny that this comes up because I just read... I just bought a Vanity or Vogue for the first time in a long time.
A what?
I have not read one of those in a long time. I used to get Teen Vogue as a teenager.
I used to get 17 Vogue, the magazine.
I thought you said a Vanity
Vogue. Is the September issue? Vanity, I got ready to say Vanity Fair, and it wasn't Vanity Fair. It's Vogue.
Is it the September issue with Jennifer Lawrence on it?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Okay, I'll bring it because okay. I don't want to fuck with a magazine that has that. Like, I love style inspiration.
Yeah.
That's not what this is. Like, it's all like couture or avant-garde or, you know, like it's not
shit,
like how
nobody
am I gonna
is
apply
ever
this?
Gonna wear.
But I did read a really good article with Oprah, and I feel like you need to read it.
Ooh, ready.
Yeah. Like, love these it. Are like, we need to do the things that she has done.
The big O.
Yeah. We need to be
Oprah.
We need to be O.
Harpo
we need
backwards. To be.
But she tells a story Oprah. About.
Have you seen her in The Color Purple?
I haven't, purple. But they talk. They,
it's very good.
They talked about that. That
very good. She's very.
Did you
good
guys see
that.
Beloved? They talked about what a like how that tanked, and
Beloved.
That was like her baby, and she was devastated. No. She was driving around to theaters in Los Angeles and buying the entire like buying tickets so that the sales would go up because she was so distraught about how bad it was.
Oh my
That's
goodness!
That's really sad. Is that recently?
No, that was 2000 and
Beloved. Who's in that?
I don't know.
I can't even remember.
Because
that.
Oprah was in The Butler.
Well, that's
and
the thing.
She
came
great
back.
Great in
that's
that movie.
That's what they said. After Beloved, she did The Butler. I want to say early 2000s. Not 100% sure, obviously.
I don't know that one. I don't know
I
that
just
movie.
Read. It's hers. Like, she did the whole thing.
Oh, and it was horrible.
Yeah, it's based on a novel, a 1987 novel.
Yeah.
But yeah, she was bumming.
Addie's on the move there.
1998, so that was late 80s.
Gotcha.
And she kind of just fell apart when it tanked so bad. But
it's Jonathan Demme. Okay.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, gotcha.
But she also talks about, someone makes the reference to her that that was always the issue with Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson didn't understand like what a phenomenon Thriller was. And when Bad only sold 20 million records, he was devastated. Like, that's his whole career.
Really?
His whole career was based around chasing that Thriller fame.
I had no idea.
Yeah, I didn't either. But that you just can't be that way. Like, if you hit your peak earlier, if that's what it was, or if what you're doing is a phenomenon and it's crazy, like, then you just have to see it as that.
I feel like a modern version of that is, but she didn't go crazy, is kind of Lady Gaga. I mean, think of like 2008 with like the Fame Monster and everything. True. She was huge. And I don't know how well Joanne is doing. Mm-hmm. And I like the songs from it. I listen to it every once in a while. I don't think I've listened to the whole album, but she is not,
it's not the same
as she was then. In art pop, I think it came out maybe 2012, 2013, 14, maybe. That one totally tanked.
Yeah.
And so that was like a big, you know, there are like Lady Gaga stands everywhere. Mm-hmm. And they talked about how, you know, this just sucks that she was all over the radio. She had like, you know, 3 and 4 singles out at a time.
At a time.
Yeah. All in the top 100, mm-hmm. top 50, whatever it was. So.
But I think that's what you have to do, like, as an artist in any platform, is that, or any medium, I guess I should say, is that you got to come hard. Like, you got to come hard and make your name.
Yeah.
And then after you do that, you get to kind of do whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah.
Because she's made her money.
Yep.
Now she gets to be an artist in the real form. And I think that George Clooney said that too. He's
Clooney.
He goes, I do the big blockbusters so that I can do these smaller independent films because this is what I love.
And also become a billionaire off tequila.
Right. This is why Chick does the podcast, because he loves it.
Yeah. I love the podcast. But
he does the big show because
I keep the lights on with that.
What pays the bills.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's
so exactly I get it. Right. Yeah.
And someone's going to come in and buy the vodka.
Is that a fact?
What?
Or are you manifesting?
I'm putting it out there in the universe.
We're manifesting that. Then let's do it.
Let's manifest.
I would like
that
to manifest a blonde on brunette
talk show.
Bloody Mary mix to go with.
Oh, hey, holy mother of pearl.
Can I just tell you, I've had dreams.
I got chills when you said
Listen,
that.
I have had like thoughts of not only just a Bloody Mary mix, but like a line of mixers.
Yeah, we can do this.
That's
we can do this.
A great idea.
I know.
And
like,
can
you can
this.
Cook, girl. Like, I'll be the taste tester, but girl, you got it going on.
I know I'm talking about episodes that are coming up, but I just got to tell you guys, Caitlin and I made a killer. It was like a spicy tomato Bloody Mary. Oh, my God.
I've got the three levels.
And it was fresh. It was super fresh. Like, we muddled the cherry tomatoes from my garden.
And the muddler was left on my counter. Go ahead.
And Chick was very confused about what the hell
is this? Some weird drumstick? What the hell is this? I've got the three levels of flavors for your Bloody Mary mix.
Go.
The hottest would be super spicy.
Mm-hmm.
The middle would be somewhat spicy.
Mm-hmm.
And the just regular plain would be puss. What do you think?
I was going to say the super spicy would be Jess. The middle of the road would be Caitlin.
Oh.
And then the plain one would be Chick.
No, puss. Oh. I don't want to be on it. No, you girls do it. Puss.
Oh. No, I'm just kidding.
What flavor?
I don't
know why I'm doing this voice.
You know what? I don't like that you're like associating that with being like plain.
What kind of Bloody Mary mix you got? Oh, this is the puss. It's good. It's a sissy, not a vagina. Like a wuss. But
I'm just, I'm honestly just sitting back like, like I'm watching a ping pong game right now. I'm just between you guys.
Like,
I'm
he
here
just
for
keeps.
It.
Like, but okay, so here's a good question.
Here we go.
So did the term being a puss or being a pussy because of lack of strength, is that come from a cat or does it come from a vagina?
I don't know, because I can't think of anything that naturally occurs that's stronger than a vagina.
That's the best answer you could have given.
Wow.
The attraction, it's a law of nature, the decision making.
It's
a Venus flytrap.
Do you guys know that for the first 70 years in this country, from 1900 to 1970, 1975, guys kind of ran the fucking show. You guys know that, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a serious
thing.
We're only
in third wave feminism right now.
No, I'm serious.
There's only been three waves.
Yeah. That's
amazing for me to think that not only couldn't you vote, but... I mean, it was
okay. You keep thinking like that vote thing is enough.
Like
it's not.
No, like you were. You're like a lawnmower. Oh, you want to borrow my wife? Well, sure, that'd be fine.
Yeah.
I mean,
actually, I was just reading up on this about how women take their husband's last name mm-hmm. because I'm like not really into it mm-hmm. personally for myself, and I've talked to Matt about it, and it's just so far in the future that we'll cross that bridge when we get to it.
There you go.
I was reading up on it that taking your husband's last name when you get married is only in like English culture mm-hmm. in a lot of other cultures in Korea, in Africa. I think Germany, they don't take their husband's last names. That's not a common occurrence cross culturally all over the world. And I don't know if this is true, but I read that it's kind of like an old wives tale type of thing that Mrs. MRS mm-hmm. comes from Misters. So if you have, it's the Mister's house. So Mister apostrophe S.
Implying a possession.
Implying that the wife is the Mister's. It's her, it's his. It's his possession.
That's nuts.
The way it should be.
I've always checked Ms. Like
really?
Being married or not, I've always done that.
I like Miss. I like when like teachers are like Miss Caitlin.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's cute.
I
love
it
that.
Too.
I like dude for both men and women.
You do?
What's
okay,
up, dude?
I support it.
What's up, dude?
I support it.
I like buddy.
I like, hey, bitch.
Yes.
Well, you know the old saying, pals are pals and friends are friends, but buddies sleep together.
Have
you never heard that?
I have never.
You've never heard that one?
Lie.
No, that's true. How would I? Yo.
Okay, I think in my head while we were all talking about other things, I figured this out.
Okay.
Cat, scaredy cat, pussy.
Ooh.
There it is. It has nothing to do with the vagina.
Yeah.
No, I don't think the word pussy
like,
in that.
Well, like, look at Puss in Boots on Shrek.
Oh, there you go.
Here's an odd thing. We can say...
Well, I don't think he was scared. I think he was just a cat.
No, that was just a cat term.
Yeah.
For the longest time, if you wanted to call somebody a sissy on radio or television, you could get away with pusser.
Pusser?
Pusser.
ER. I've never heard that
word.
But
then...
That sounds like...
But now you can get away with pussy, and it's okay, as long as you're referring to a person, as long as you're not referring to a part of a lady's body.
Yeah.
You can say
pussy. Talk about... Like, you can't even say butthole, can you? Because that's too close to asshole.
We know. That's
I know
Jeff
you
Zimmer
can't
story.
Say butthole.
We know you can't.
Do you know that story?
Because he was getting his butthole waxed.
Jeffy was getting his butthole waxed.
He said butthole about four times on the radio.
and
our producer, Dean Metcalf, went in and said, hey.
No, he wrote it on a piece of paper and showed it to him, right?
Yeah, and then Jeff took that, and it says, don't say butthole. And Jeff took the sheet of paper and tacked it up in his office at the time and said, don't say butthole.
Because one of the seven words.
He thought he was being okay with saying butthole. Yeah.
But one of the seven words is asshole. You can say ass, but you can't say asshole,
right?
Right. And butthole is referring to this actual, like,
can you
right?
really not say butthole, or did he just not
butthole.
Want him to say it?
You can't say butthole.
Because it's too close
that
to
asshole.
You know what?
That
you know
would
what?
Be very, very hard.
I know
I say butthole all the time.
I know you
it's
can't
a
say.
Funny
it's
word.
A funny fucking word.
I know you can't say asshole. I know that.
Yeah, but you don't know that you can't say butthole. It may have just been Dean's preference of him saying butthole.
I've got a pretty good six.
Butthole.
I've got a pretty good superpower.
It's the hard B.
Like
I think that's what it is.
Yes.
I said dick on the air this morning, and I.
You
and
say dick on the air all the time.
No, but I said. Tom was talking about something. I said, you never miss the opportunity to imply you've got a big dick.
Oh.
And I don't think that was okay.
But if you call Tom a dick, that's okay.
If I call him a dick, that's okay and accurate. Thank you. Thank you very much. But
but you can't say that someone has a big male member dick.
A massive
you can say
hole,
penis
a
vagina,
massive,
but you can't call it really anything other than that.
Okay. As I remember, here's the seven words.
Did you say a massive hog?
Massive hog.
Motherfucker.
Motherfucker.
I don't think you
motherfucker,
can say fucker.
Motherfucker, cocksucker, piss.
Shit.
I think you can say piss now, actually. You can say piss. You can't say shit. You can't say cunt. You can't say fuck, obviously. How many is that?
Asshole. Oh, start over.
Okay. Motherfucker, cocksucker. I don't think there are seven anymore because you can say bitch.
I'm going.
What's the bit? What's the guy's bit that does it?
Oh, George Carlin.
Yeah,
the seven dirty words. But he expanded it to like 384.
Oh, did he really?
Yeah, there's a famous poster about it. Motherfucker, count these. Motherfucker, cocksucker.
How many did you say there was?
Seven. It's
okay,
a classic.
I got him.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
I was
loving him struggling.
You go.
No, you keep going.
Motherfucker, cocksucker.
Yes.
Shit.
Yes.
Fuck.
Yes.
Asshole.
No.
Asshole's really? Not on the list?
Not on this list.
It used to be.
Did I say cunt?
No, but now you did.
Yeah.
Okay, that's six. Is that six?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I'm missing the seventh?
No, that's five. I have five.
Okay, go ahead. I've lost track of what I said.
You said. I'm sorry. You said shit, fuck, cunt, cocksucker, motherfucker. Right?
Okay, so I need two more?
You got two more.
But no, the original two more, other bitch?
No. You said it earlier.
Piss?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I think piss is okay now, though.
Well, this is from that 1972 bit.
Right. Okay, what else?
And there's one more. Tits.
Oh.
Yeah, I still don't think you can say tits. I think you can say piss now.
That, to me, I feel like piss is like the first cuss word you start saying. Like, that to me is just not a...
That's the very first one both my kids said.
Yeah, it's just not a bad word. Like, you're pissed off. Mm-hmm. You gotta take a piss.
That was our...
you know what I mean?
You gotta take a piss.
But yeah, that's like the least harmful one.
I remember when Helen Dan wasn't on television all the time.
We had house words. Like, if you were so moved that you thought you had to cuss, and then I told the kids, like, if you feel like you need to say something, but you say them in our house. You don't take these words outside of our house. And piss was like the first one. Yeah.
Because you can't call someone a piss. You know what I mean? Like, you can't use that in a negative connotation, like, toward someone.
No, I say it a lot, like, yeah, just like stub your toe, drop something, piss. Like you say it like that. I remember I said piss. That was one of the first curse words I said around my dad as an adult. And I was like, why do you buy this beer? It tastes like piss. And I said it like three times, like in conversation. And he was like,
All right.
I get it. And I was like, okay. Yeah. Oops. I was like, I was the first week I'd come back from college. And I was just like, I'm cussing around my dad.
Yeah, absolutely. See, that's such what was jerk. For me.
Yeah.
My brother started cussing around the house.
Oh, yeah.
14 years old.
Oh, absolutely.
And my parents didn't care. And I'm sitting there like, what is happening here?
Yep.
Yep. My youngest daughter was the one who
she cussed immediately.
Kind of well.
Oh no, she told on Griffin that one time for cussing on the school bus.
That is so funny. Yeah, I picked him up one day after. I picked him up every Wednesday, and I sat in the driveway and waited. And the bus dropped them both off, and Ellie just makes a beeline for the car. Can't get to the car fast enough. Dad, Griffin said a bad word. I go, what was it? She goes, can I cuss? And I go, yeah, go ahead. He said fuck. Bus.
Oh no.
So here comes Griffin. You know, he's in trouble. And he gets in the back seat. I go, what's going on, buddy? Did you cuss on the bus? He goes, yeah. And he goes, I don't want to talk about it. Ellie goes, I will. So I go, well, what happened? Ellie goes, well, there was this kid in Griffin's seat, and he got on the bus and walked back to him, and he looked at him and looked at his seat and looked at the kid and said, what the fuck? And I just started laughing. And I was kind of a little proud, to be quite honest, because he used it correctly.
Used it correctly,
yeah. In a fun way. Mm-hmm. It was a good comedy timing. I mean, who among us hasn't said, we've all said what the fuck, am I right?
Absolutely, yep. Absolutely.
I remember Max was young, really young, and... John's whole family was in our car, like a minivan type car.
No.
Ouch.
Yeah. His brother and his dad and maybe somebody else. I'm not sure. Maybe an uncle or a grandma or something. And we were driving to a hooker family reunion in Kentucky. And we've been in the car for a while. And Max is in the third row in a car seat. And he was like, are we fucking there yet?
He was in a car seat.
And I was like, which my kids grew up in the time where you were in car seats until like first grade.
Okay.
Yeah. And so I was just like,
are we fucking there yet?
Yeah. And he kind of like said it under his breath and just like in true hooker family fashion. Like it was like it couldn't have been. Yeah. And I was just like, if it were anybody else, I would have been devastated. But that family, they found the comedy and it wasn't a big deal. But I was like, oh.
That's some funny stuff.
Kids say, they really do just say the funniest stuff.
And that week, it was that whole weekend. Like, he called his dad a jackass the next day. Like, he just went hard that whole weekend. Yeah, no.
I got smacked in the mouth by my mother.
Oh.
Of course. At a breakfast table.
Yeah, that just stings for like hours. Because it stings your pride.
Nine times out of ten, you don't see it coming just the last second.
Yep.
So I'd stayed overnight with my grandma and grandpa, her mom and dad, my mom's mom and dad. And we're having breakfast, and for some reason, my grandmother said, Chucky at the time, would you like some bacon? And I said, I don't want any of your raunchy ass bacon. And I don't know why.
What?
To this to this day, that was...
Her bacon wasn't bad.
That was 53 years ago.
I just love that raunchy ass has like maintained for like the last however many years. Like
half century. Yeah. 50 years.
Yeah. It's a good one. It's a go-to.
Of course, my dad laughed. Yeah. And my mom, whack! Mm-hmm.
I just told the story with the first time I got smacked in the face. I was sitting in the back of my mom's car, and my mom and a male friend were in the front seat. And I'm not going to share the details of the conversation, but I said something back and meant it very innocently, and it didn't come out that way because I was in the second grade.
Okay.
And it was one of those things like only a mother can do, which I've never done, but my mother knew how to do it very well. Like, but I didn't even see it coming.
Oh, behind just, her. Yeah.
Oh, behind.
In the back seat.
Like swung her hand around the back seat and just caught me with the back of her hand right across the mouth.
Oh.
Uh-huh. Leaves a mark and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Your lip swells a little bit.
But there was this stranger in our car, and I was so embarrassed.
Yeah.
If it was my mom and my brother and I, like, yeah, we all got, like, my mom would chase my brother around the house to whip his ass. And he would laugh. God, he would laugh.
That's Matt as a kid.
Yeah. Like, he was just like, and he had a speech impediment, and he was like, can't catch me. Like, just, like, terrible. She's like, fine, I'll call your dad. And by the time she'd get around to calling my dad, Friday was a long way away. So you could get in trouble really.
You had it timed out, I bet.
Yeah, you had like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, you better start watching your step because dad's going to be there Friday.
And she won't forget. If you do something on Monday or Tuesday, odds are she's going to forget by Friday.
Gotcha.
Right. Yeah. So we just.
Matt was just raised by his mom too. He has an older sister who's 11 years older than him. So he was literally like the baby, last one in the family. Mm-hmm. And he told me his mom would spank his ass with a wooden spoon or whatever it was, and he'd turn around and laugh in her face.
Mm-hmm.
My mom, let's talk about the fun beatings.
Yeah, I was going to say, my
dad
different.
Would get the belt. I mean, I'd get whipped with a belt.
That's but maybe, why was that ever a thing?
But maybe like three times in my life.
I never.
He wailed on me one time, because I'm going to say I was 15 or 16. And I don't know what I did. Maybe shoplift, I think, now that I think about it. I mean, it was a bad thing what I'd done.
And you were way bigger than your dad.
And I was a head taller than my dad. Yeah. And pretty much the same size I am now. Maybe 20 pounds lighter. But I was always a big kid. Yeah. I don't know when I got this size, but it's been a long time. And my dad was 5'10", maybe 180.
I was going to say, both of his parents were very little people. Yeah. So we're trying to figure out where Chick came from.
And the first, he pulled his belt out, and his pants fell down a little bit. And I kind of chuckled, and that only pissed him off more.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And he hit me the first time, and I just kind of laughed. And then he went to town.
Oh, man.
So let that be a lesson. Don't beat your kids, okay, first of all. But if you do and they laugh with them, okay, and have it be done, all right?
Put them in timeout.
Take
the fucking PlayStation away.
Set your microwave timer for 3 minutes, however old they are. 16 minutes, put me in timeout.
That's what I used to do with my kids was the age they are is the timer that they would get. But my kids didn't respond, and I'm not going to, I've spanked both of them when they were younger, and they just didn't respond to it. And so I was like, well, I'm not going to do this if it doesn't help. And so we did the timeouts, and timeouts, they were just like, are you serious? You know? And so finally it just came down to like me getting at their level and looking them in the eye and telling them what they did and how it made me feel and how it affected the people around them. And they would just fucking bawl. And I was like, okay, if this is like how guilt works, then this is what we're
using.
This is
awesome.
You know what? Yeah. She told me something about, because I was, my two youngest kids, well, it's an honor that any three of them speak to me, considering the father I was, especially with Jennifer, and I hope you're listening to this episode, dear. Squeeze the grandbabies for me. But with the middle two especially, I can plainly remember spanking them because they made me mad and it made me feel better, which is the worst reason.
Yeah, I think that's a lot of
strike
reasons.
A kid.
Yeah, that's a lot of
reasons.
Well,
you were really young when you had your kids too, right?
Well, I mean, not the middle two.
I mean,
my first one, I was Jenny, I was 22.
Okay.
And 24 years? 30. I was in my 30s with Griffin and Ellie.
Okay. But,
I mean, yeah, I mean, even then, when I should have been starting to figure it out, and obviously I finally figured it out, but there aren't any kids around.
Yeah.
But, It's just, oh, that's just, I know that feeling of I'm going to smack his ass because I'm sending him a message and it makes me feel better. Yep. But to be honest, it makes the parent feel better.
No, yeah. You're angry and you want to get out your aggression that's and exactly that's what
right.
happens.
Yeah. That's exactly right.
I agree.
That thought never crossed my mind until she told me that one day.
Yeah,
yeah. It's like, why would you do that? Are you punishing that child or are you making yourself feel better? I'm like, holy hell. Mm-hmm. And that's probably why I got knocked around when I was a kid.
Yeah. It's misplaced anger at its worst, really.
I can remember my mom doing something similar to that one time. My brother and I were in the back seat of the car. He had a little Hot Wheels toy, and it had a snowplow.
Mm-hmm.
And he took the corner of the snowplow, and he scratched my thigh from, knee all the way up to, bikini line, just a huge scratch. My mom turned around. She took it out, threw it out the window.
Yep.
Kyle obviously is bawling. My mom's like, I literally threw that out the window out of anger. Like, that didn't teach him anything. We didn't have a conversation. This bitch runs out in traffic to get this Hot Wheels toy because she felt so bad. And I was like, okay, it's really not that deep, but I can see where she was coming from where she didn't punish
him. React, yeah.
Yeah, it was just a reaction out of anger. Yeah.
It is a reaction. I threw an iPad out the front door one time in anger. I grabbed, Max wasn't listening to me.
Yeah.
I grabbed the iPad out of his hand. I opened the front door and just fucking chucked it in the front yard.
Honestly, I love that. I kind of love crazy mom stories like that. Like where it doesn't affect the kid.
Yeah. I have a couple.
Girl, you ripped the door off the hinges.
I did.
You don't screw it off.
I took it off because you don't get door privileges if you're going to act like that.
We did that with Griffin.
Yeah.
He was misbehaving. And that's the first thing that
you take away their privacy.
A professional told us to do. Like take his door away. Take his first. Does he still have a bedroom door? Take it away.
No, and it wasn't how I did it was not a professionally sound way. Like I was screaming and crying the whole way down the stairs, threw it in the garage, like the whole thing. Like it was a mess. But you know, I don't know if I got my point across. I don't think I did. But yeah, I think you have to. In my opinion, I had an insane amount of respect for my father, and I feared him a little bit all the time. Like, feared disappointing him. Not physically feared that he would beat the shit out of me, but I was always a little bit fearful and was scared. I did not want to disappoint my dad. I did not want my dad. My dad's method was to just not talk to you when you had let him down or you'd made a bad choice. Mm-hmm. And that was devastating to me. And I haven't quite done that with my own kids because I tend to be like, I'm going to teach you every possible lesson there is to learn from this incident and like just go overboard very much like I do with everything else, I guess. So I'm trying to get a handle on that because I'll look at Max and I'll be like, we had an incident last night. And I was like, I'm going to say 5 sentences that I've been preparing today and then I'm going to walk away. Because I was like, I know.
Love that. I love that, though. That's awesome.
Yeah, because I was like, I can't sit here and have the same conversation with you. But that's a part of having a teenager. You're like, you just say the same shit over and over and over again.
Especially a middle school teenager.
Dude.
Like, I feel like I didn't really start figuring it out until I was, through my sophomore year of high school. That I was like, oh, like, my parents are actually really fucking awesome.
Yeah, I don't have to be miserable all the time.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's just... But I've been so amateur psychologist with my kids that now Max is shooting it back at me. And I was just like, oh my gosh. And because I had said when he was young, I'd had so many teachers go, oh, if he was just a little bit more organized, if he was just he's so smart, but man, he really can't keep it together. And, you know, and I was like, you know what? Maybe everybody's not organized. Maybe this is a myth, there's madness in his method or, you know, whatever I want to say. He doesn't have to be the straight and narrow. And now that has come back and bit me in the ass because he is a hot fucking mess all the time.
Oh.
He's like, Mom, it's just how I am. This is I have an artist's brain and this is how I work. And I was like, oh God.
Did you get him The Artist's Way? He should probably read that.
Uh-huh, I have The Artist's Way for kids. There's
one for kids?
Uh-huh.
Okay. I didn't know that.
Yep. It's heavy in the Jesus.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't know that.
I don't remember that part.
Mm-hmm. It's a little heavy there.
That was one of the biggest arguments I had with a person who will not be named. I took the Artist's Way course. It was like an 8-week course, and I was really, I guess, starting to struggle with what I struggled with for a long time, and just my general attitude towards other people. And she, was like, oh, so this teaches you that if you're an artist, you can be an asshole. And I go, I don't think that's the lesson. But just like immediately dismissed it, and that's obviously not what they were trying to get across. But
did you learn from it? Did you like it?
Yeah.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah, it was 15 years ago probably. Mm-hmm. I'd like to read through it again.
I'll bring you the book.
Maybe I'll. Do you have the adult?
You want the kids version? Yes, I have the adult version also. That's jokes. I have lots of books.
What did you tell me one time about? I'm going to write you a book. What was the title?
I said a lot of really shitty things to you at times.
Emotions for adults or something. What was it? I forget. God, it was funny though. That comedically, it was great.
Yeah.
Personally, I wanted an apology, but comedically, it was wonderful.
You need a book. Yeah, that's what I said. I didn't say I was going to write a book. I said, you need a book
called
This Is How Emotions Work.
Yeah, or something like that. Yeah.
Like, and these are grown up feelings, and this is how we discuss them, and this is how we have a conversation. And just one of those things that you say really shitty when you're in an argument.
Yeah, you know.
But I taught you a lot too.
You did?
Okay.
Yeah. I learn from you every day. Yep. I think so. It's great.
Do you want to take a break and have some pretzels?
I need to have a pretzel and a bathroom break, and we'll be right back. I'm a professional broadcaster on the Chick McGee Show on Podcast One. Hi, this is Chick. Let me tell you about Blue Apron, the number one fresh ingredient and recipe delivery service in the country. Blue Apron's mission to make incredible home cooking accessible to everyone. Cooking together builds strong family bonds. And listen to some of these delicious meals coming up. Vegetable and egg paninis with Calabrian chili mayonnaise and caprese salad. Soy glazed pork and rice cakes with bok choy and marinated green beans. Skillet vegetable chili with cornmeal and cheddar drop biscuits. Garlic butter shrimp and corn with green bean salad and roasted purple tomatoes, all delivered right to your door for less than $10 per person per meal. And oh, by the way, we've got a special deal for you because you like the Chick McGee Show. Your first three meals free with free shipping. Go to blueapron.com/McGee and get the free deal. That's three meals free with free shipping. Just go to blueapron.com/McGee and you're set up for a better way to cook with Blue Apron. And now back to part two of the Chick McGee Show on Podcast One.
Oh, yeah. I saw this video.
Welcome back to the Chick McGee Show.
Young Money.
Yeah. Me and Mike will pull the AOD back.
This is Caitlin.
I tell all my hoes.
Best new music.
Break it down. Bag it up. Fuck it up.
Now, the lesson here is that if you're going to be with Yo Gotti,
first I had to tip her 20,000 ones. She said, I'm that
nigga. I said, I'm that nigga, bitch.
20,000 ones to a stripper. I want to be a stripper. This song makes me want to be a stripper.
That's a Rockefeller chain. I was sending bricks to Harlem back when Jay was still with Dame. I'm for leave child. I got a protect on. Okay.
Have you ever been to a strip club? No, I've always wanted to go.
Are you talking to me?
I know I'm not talking to
you. I've been to a strip club.
I was talking to Caitlin.
Okay, sorry.
I've always wanted to go.
Three times in my life.
Have you?
That's a lie on his part.
No, I think so. We were there one morning. Well, okay, maybe four or five, because one morning for the show.
Oh, you're talking about that specific strip club.
No, for strip clubs in general. What are you talking about?
Because they used to go to one in Peoria all the time, Big
Al's.
Oh,
well, no.
That one doesn't count.
That's like I was an employee at the strip club, and they wouldn't dance for me. They would just come over and go, so how long are you? Okay, you're hanging out? All right, well, you know, my girlfriend and I, she doesn't understand me, and my other boyfriend, and I'm like, okay. And there's no more depressing place in the world than the dressing room at a strip club. I'm just telling you.
I don't know.
Really?
I saw Showgirls. It looked like it was pretty crazy.
Crazy. That's one of my favorite movies.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Is that where she says Versace?
Yeah.
I love this song.
You don't know how many middle school dances I just... fucking dropped it to this song. It's still, this song holds up. Yeah. It really does.
It does.
Get low. I always get Lil Jon and Lil Wayne mixed up, though. 369, damn, she's fine. She can suck it to me one more time. Suck it to me one more time. Get low, get low.
Sweat dropped down my balls.
See, this is a song that will last forever. What is it? Skeet Skeet? What is it?
Skeet Skeet.
Okay, Caitlin and I have our favorite stripping songs.
No, I was like, what year was that song? Because I remember being
Get Low.
I remember being in the sick new house basement for and me and my girlfriend Catrice, like, just on the fly, completely choreographed a whole dance to this. Like, we were walking backwards, and then we come up and tap each other's feet and then walk backwards again. Like, we did this whole thing.
Wait a minute. You can't do that without...
I'm not doing it. I'm not doing the dance. I'm not doing the dance.
You got to.
No, I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it.
Caitlin's twerking.
These shorts are perfect for twerking, too. They're not tight.
All about that ass cheeks. Ass cheeks.
How are we going to explain to our kids that, maybe not you, because, like, I'm sure Addie and Max have heard this, but, like, to my potential kids, how am I going to explain this song? Till the sweat drop down my balls.
I know.
Get low.
But it makes the ladies get low.
To the wall.
Oh my gosh. That was a lot. That was a lot.
Till the sweat run down my balls. You know. What's your favorite song like? Do you have a current favorite song like that?
No, not really. I probably do. I don't know. Let me look. I'll look on my... I'm going to do something really old lady-like, and I'm going to tell you what the most played song is on my iTunes.
Ooh, love that. Okay. Have you listened to any of SZA's new stuff?
I have not.
S-Z-A.
I've seen love, that, but I haven't.
It's SZA? Love
She's
Galore?
Great. Love Galore. Great song. This song says the N-word a lot in the beginning, so I don't know if you're down with that on this podcast.
Alrighty.
So maybe skip forward a little bit.
Alrighty.
But her album is great.
Hmm.
I feel like you would like it, Jess. I think you would like her music.
I'll check it out. I have not heard it yet.
I need. This is Travis Scott. I need. And SZA.
Oh, yeah. I need. Max was just playing something of his the other day.
She seems to be sitting in a junkyard in front of a lot of computer monitors.
Yeah, I don't know what the aesthetic is on that. Hey. Well, it's over now. She said it. She said it like four times. I warned you.
I don't know if it's...
You did.
The most played, which is also because of my kids, I'll say. Fair. That has a lot to do with the most played rap song, but it's Ego.
That's a great song. It's a great that holds up
song.
Too.
Yeah,
I am not familiar with this song.
Oh, yes, you are.
I bet he's not. Really? Yet.
Wow, that hurt my heart.
I'm sorry.
I know. Think what it did to me.
Oh, baby, how you doing?
I'm fine.
Listen
Thank
to how
very...
different Beyonce sounds.
Because
she's so young.
I know. Some women.
This is almost 10 years ago.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But me, myself, I like to think that I was created. For a special purpose.
Wow, that's nuts.
Us, little special. Baby B.
I know.
She is very attractive. Okay. So, let's get lost. You don't need to call into work because you're the boss. For real, want you to show me how you feel. I consider myself lucky. That's a big deal. Why? Well, you got the key to my heart, but you ain't gonna need it. I'd rather you open up my body and show me secrets. You didn't know what's inside, no need for me to lie. It's too big, it's too wide, it's too strong, it won't fit. It's too much, it's too tough. You talk like this, cause he can back it up. He got a big ego. Somehow we've
such a huge ego.
broken out into a karaoke contest. I know this song.
You do?
Yeah. Sounds familiar. Okay.
That's it's what the kids are calling a double entendre.
Oh, there you go. I see. I have the one where it opens up with Kanye's.
Yeah,
rap.
I do. I like Kanye's version too.
Yeah.
Got the big ego.
I swear my family calls me as soon as they know I walk in this room. Like, I don't know if there's an alert.
Gee, I wonder why that is.
Everybody just starts. Noah's been my brother. My brother just called me.
Hmm. What? Say hello.
No.
Why not?
Because I don't want to talk to him.
No.
Son of a gun.
You know what we're going to do?
What are we going to do?
I'm going to read your guys' oracles.
Hell yeah.
What are we doing? Oracles?
Do his first so you can get some practice, there just in case you're a little rusty.
I've never used these cards. I read mine like a couple times a week, but yeah. And I have an oracle journal. That way when something comes through, I can go back and look at it.
Loves it.
So with oracles, you kind of have to ask questions. It's not like tarot. You have to be specific.
I've never done oracles then. I've only done tarots.
Okay, I've never done tarot.
Sarah Hawking, mm-hmm. who Jeff and I have had on our podcast a couple of different times, she does tarot cards.
Okay.
And she does it in like a pyramid. Like the way she lays it out is like 3-2-1, I think.
Yes, yeah. 3-2-1, that's a way to do it.
And then she just reads you for filth. And you're like, wow, you know more about me than I know about myself.
Yeah, tarot's a lot. Oracle, actually, Max. Oh,
if we're going to do something supernatural, I'm going to need my supernatural sound effects.
Okay. Another thing that's not for this show, sound effects. We keep that for the other show.
Yeah, but this is like sinister.
Nope, it's not. It's just annoying.
It just sounds like we're hippies in like a tent with a rattlesnake.
That is true. Max got me.
Maybe
took
I'll get
me
a
to,
snake.
I would hate to finish this story. Max took me to an Oracle class for my birthday. Taught me how to read my own cards. That's what he got me for my birthday.
I mean, is it easy to pick up on? You were able to do it in one class?
Yeah, because it's more just practice and getting comfortable, like finding a set of cards that you like the most.
Yeah.
But all of your sets of cards will come with a book that tells you what each card means. Like, I have an Oracle set that I've used enough to where I know what the cards mean. I don't have to reference the book. But I got Chick this one. It's the Native American Oracle cards because he's really into that.
I like the Native Americans, the Indians.
If we could go back and isolate while I was talking and you guys could hear Chick breathing, that's what he does to me when we're on the phone. And I'm like, stop breathing in the phone.
Okay,
stop
I did. It. I stopped. I heard it and I stopped.
Hold on. I'll be right back.
Okay.
Yeah, because I was wondering, what kind of Oracle cards does Jess have? Do you know? Did she just say?
What kind of... Addie walked out of the room and Jess is checking out what's going on out there. I'm not sure what kind of, like, I think it's like Monopoly, and you can get different themes.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Like Simpsons Monopoly.
Because this is very you. You have a lot of, because of the Redskins?
I don't
you
know
like
which,
all of it so
I don't
much?
Know which came first. I don't know if, like, somewhere deep inside I was, like, a Native American first, and that's why I was attracted to the Redskins. Or
yeah.
You also think you were British at some point, and you think you were part of, like, the moon landing.
No, you're misrepresenting my
okay, go ahead. You tell. Yeah, you go ahead and tell us what you were a part of then.
I am sure that I lived another life. Mm-hmm. Several.
Several.
The life before this one, though, I was in the Russian space program.
Oh, there it is. Sorry.
And I was killed during the testing of some rocket.
Why do you think that? Or why do you know that, I guess?
He says whenever he sees something, like he just, like he recognizes.
Whenever
like,
I see any sort of newsreel or any sort of something about the Russian space program, it first hit me when I saw the right stuff for the first time. And there's a significant part of it that deals with the launch of Sputnik and I got this weird, awful fucking feeling. Go ahead. You guys can titter and laugh.
I'm not. But I'm just saying this. There, we need to do a study on people who take film and like apply it to their own life.
Oh, I gotcha.
Because chicks extra when it comes to that all the time.
But I do. And here's the thing. I guess I don't.
Well, I do that because I don't have a big ego. So.
Well, that's what it is. Yeah, I don't believe in past lives, but I've just never felt like had
like
a past life.
Maybe you're not. Yeah. Maybe this is your first one.
Yeah, maybe. I'm having a great life, to be honest.
My life's perfect.
Well, okay.
That's okay. My Aunt Karen
I got
says,
a new bedspread Monday, and that was like the best thing that's happened to me all week. So if that's a perfect life, then I'm here for it. It's blue. It's navy blue with like some little gray.
Like a little, you know what? Nice. I'll just show you a picture because I'm very proud of it.
I love new bed clothes. It's one of my favorite.
It's amazing.
My Aunt Karen knows all of her past lives. Oh, I love it. Is that Nate Berkus?
I'm not sure. It's not. I don't think it is, but it's from Target. So
it looks like his design.
Yeah. So this sheet set, do you see the white sheet with the blue, like little diamonds?
That's him.
It's not. I wanted a sheet set by him, and this one was so similar, but it's by Threshold from Target. So I was like,
I love Threshold.
It looks the exact same, and I wanted a Nate Berkus look in the bedroom.
That looks like
That's
it.
Why I went like with this.
Ooh,
and
I bet Matt
also,
likes that. Does Matt like
he
it?
He does. Yeah. And I also got
Matt
this little
better
tapestry.
Like it.
That looks cute.
Right?
That looks real cute.
He better like it.
No, it's just not super feminine. It's a really clean, pretty. I love navy. Navy's one of my favorite colors. Okay. So, Chicky Doo.
I forgot what I was looking up on my phone.
Well, can you get over here where we are?
I was distracted by anger. Let me think.
Oh, my God.
Because of my bedspread?
Yep.
No.
Pissed me off. Do I have to ask a specific question? Is that how this works?
Yes. You can do a specific question, and we can do a specific card. Or another way to do it is that we can do, like, past, present, future, and draw three cards.
Okay.
What am I going to have for dinner later? Is that kind of the question you want?
If that's what you want to ask.
By the look on your face, I'm saying no.
If that's what you want to ask, we can ask and see what happens.
Let's get super serious real quick. Ready?
Yep.
Ready.
Will I die in the next 5 years?
Okay, can you pick a card and then we'll find out when you're
Jesus,
back.
That really took
you have
a turn.
You have to give it to me, though.
Don't look at it?
No. Well, it doesn't matter, but I mean, you can look at it. You're not going to know what it means.
Yeah, I don't know what anything means.
That's exactly what I was implying. Okay, just from the first looks of this one, it's the number 29.
which is your
birthday.
Which is my birthday.
Which
it's the number that just came up, and
it's a feather. Was
don't
want to
freak anybody out, but it's also my dad's birthday, so mm-hmm. Who knows what's going to happen there.
Oh, your dad's going to kill me. Oh, no. Beat me with a drumstick. What?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, my God. This is in German. Hold on.
Oh, that took a turn.
Yeah. We're not going to know anything. That was Spanish. And let's see. The tomahawk is what you pulled.
I love the tomahawk.
The number 29, the tomahawk. I'm sorry, Addie, could you not eat the chips in my microphone?
But, Mom, they're good.
And this is the card of separation.
Well, there you go. I can't think of any more separate than death.
Yeah. I was just going to say, you're separating from Earth?
Yeah, the tomahawk is a useful tool employed for a number of different purposes. Simply, it is a common everyday tool used for chopping or cutting. Maybe we don't need to know all that part.
Okay. And this is
with a message.
Oracle. This is the oracle card.
That was explaining to us what a tomahawk was.
Okay.
I don't think we need to know that. I think we're all up to speed. The message. Sometimes the best course of action is swiftly and cleanly separate from the situation. Choose carefully and don't destroy something worth keeping.
Wait a minute. What?
What question did he ask?
I said, am I going to die in the next 5 years? What the hell is this supposed to mean?
I don't think you meant that question.
The key words of this are separation, argument, divorce, loss, discord, wounds, surgery, daily labor. The time frame of this card is 1 to 6 months.
So I'm going to die in 6 months?
I don't know.
Is that what that means?
I don't know.
No, come on, Doc. You can tell me. What's the old joke?
I don't know.
Well,
never,
you're gonna die pretty soon. And the guy goes, well, how soon am I going to die? And the doctor goes, well, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5.
So four. I'm just, that's what this is. Huh. I don't know.
Or am I going to?
Okay, so you asked a question about your death. It does give a time frame, and it says 1 to 6 months, but this card also represents separation, argument, divorce, loss, discord. It says surgery, so maybe you'll die in surgery. I don't know.
This started off with a bang, baby.
Well,
yes.
Jess's
Oracle Corner. I'm here for this.
The worst Oracle reader ever.
Caitlin, I want you to ask the exact same fucking question.
Doesn't want to ask
that. Well, I don't want to ask that because I don't care about dying in 5 years. I'm young, baby.
Well, yeah, but 5 years. I thought maybe 5 years. 6 months?
You're fine.
I don't even get to see the next Wonder Woman. Are you crazy?
The Oracle tells you what you need to know, so we'll just remember that that's the card you chose.
Is this the Matrix? Is that what this is? What the Oracle said was for you and for you alone.
Yeah, basically.
So I'm supposed to read in that whatever I wouldn't want to read into that.
No, yes. You just keep it in the back of your mind, and then if something happens, like what if you end up going in surgery in the next 1 to 6 months?
Wait a minute. September, October, November, December, January, February. Groundhog Day. Dead.
There you go.
Bummer.
Or maybe someone close to you will die because it says something about separation and loss or divorce, which you can't really get.
I'm not married, though.
Okay, my question is, am I going to have a yacht soon? I'm kidding. That's not really my question. I'm going to rephrase that. Okay. Will I reach my financial goals in my lifetime?
Oh, okay.
Her question was so much better than mine.
Yeah, I don't go straight to death. That's not like my that's not my go-to.
I'm dying in 6 months, in case you missed it.
Oh, can I see what it looks like?
Uh-huh. It's the number 4.
That's Matt's number.
There you go. And it's a woof.
Ooh.
There you go. That's good.
Thanks.
All right. Oh, the wolf represents struggle.
God damn it.
See, you're going to struggle to make all the money you want.
I hate Jess's Oracle Corner.
Think how I feel. I'm not going to live to see your struggle.
Hold on. You're really throwing salt in my game over here, Addy. The message, challenges and struggles often remove things from our lives. They also bestow gifts.
Oh, okay.
Okay? So it's probably saying you're going to have to work your ass
off.
Yeah,
yeah.
The key words are struggle, difficulty,
wait a minute. Hold it. Time
obstacles,
out. Time out. Why are you helping her in interpreting all this and you just left me on my own?
I didn't. I said that the time frame was 1 to 6 months. It said separation and loss. I said maybe you're not going to die. Maybe someone close to you will. You pulled a shitty card. That's not my fault.
I apologize.
Okay. Struggle, difficulty, obstacles, communication, leadership, difficult lessons, initiation, and spiritual connection. The time of month for you is March.
Did I have a time
of month? So it could be March. It says, next year, March in 30 years.
Yeah, the month
March
of,
is going to be a good month
for
me.
The month of violent winds.
Could I be any more self-centered? You're reading hers. I go, did I have a time of
month? I know. No, but I think it sounds, I mean, it says leadership, difficult lessons. I mean, yeah. I've only been around you for almost a year, and I know that you've learned some hard lessons in the game.
A year? You guys have been hanging out more than a year.
Not really. Mm-mm. No.
We first hung out at the puppy shower.
And that was February of last year.
Yeah. So
and then
we've only been doing Blah Number
Nine. I emailed you in like July of last year and was like, hey, you want to do this with me? And then we got lunch or dinner at the District Tap and you wore a really cute dress with little Adidas sneakers. So I was like, she's fucking way cooler than me.
Oh, yeah.
So that was, that was literally a year ago.
It was. But I've seen you like do some serious like growth, I mean, kind of in public and in private, and so yeah, I think that's I know, I'm proud of you, girl.
March, baby.
So what are you gonna say about me?
You're still dying.
Yeah, I'm still dying. Deader than hell. I'm surprised I lived through this podcast.
You know
you
what?
Won't.
But the more you, the more. Draw. So here's the. You know what Max told me about tarot and oracle? This is for my son. This wasn't even from the class. He said you have to make friends with your cards. You have to have a relationship, and the more that you use them, the more the relationship will come. And I was like, what?
Like he just came up with that?
No, I think he read it.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, because he's always reading. Like he wants to do tarot, so he's always reading about.
Gotcha.
Tarot.
Yeah, that's dope.
Yeah, I walked in his room the other day and I noticed he started a book called Buddha in My Backpack and it's about Buddhism for teenagers. I thought it was cute.
He's adorable.
Yeah, he said, this guy's a really good writer. I wish he would write something funny because I feel like he's funny. I was like, just read the book. Yeah.
So what are your feelings right now? Yeah, I want you to do your own.
Demise.
Do I need to hold yours?
Demise, total demise.
No, you can read your own. Yeah, you can read your own. I'm just going to ask.
I hope you don't get the tomahawk. That's the death card.
I heard. But you know what's interesting? The very first card I pulled in my Oracle deck was 29 too.
Was it really?
Mm-hmm.
The tomahawk card?
No, mine isn't. Mine isn't Native American.
Oh.
What's yours? I asked that when you left the room.
It's called, I'm trying to remember. It's just beautiful drawings. It's an old deck that they redid, I think, because the drawings are very, what is it called? I can't remember. Sorry.
Can I ask a question to myself and you answer it?
Sure. And me that'd, not, be, that'd make for great podcasting.
Me not share the question?
Yeah, you can't. Or you could do it after we're done by yourself if you wanted to.
No, leave me alone. Go ahead. Draw your card. Fuck this.
I'm gonna,
draw your card.
I'm going to ask. I'm going to ask. I just want. I would like some guidance in the future. Just guidance. I do that a lot if I don't have a specific question.
Guidance in the future.
Guidance in the future.
What kind of a question is that? That's not doesn't have a question
just
mark
guidance.
At the end of it.
No, I'm just looking for guidance, and or you could say.
I didn't know you could make a statement in the cards. You asked me to make, ask it a question.
You were gonna go death either way.
Yeah, it doesn't
like
matter.
I'm gonna that's, be. That's your go-to I'm gonna be that.
You know,
person.
You're right. If I had asked a question. When am I going to die? My statement would have been death.
Death
you're right.
Right.
You're right.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'd have gotten tomahawk either way.
No,
tomahawk.
I'll say tomahawk. Guidance, like, or where do I need to concentrate?
Mm-hmm.
What should I be meditating on? Things like that. Those are very general questions you can ask the oracle.
All right.
Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's so pretty. It's jewelry.
Hey. Ooh.
And it's the number 25, which has no significance
uh-uh,
to me.
Uh-uh.
Other than it's one number off everybody else's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So close.
The 25, the necklace, and I don't know what a wham pun is.
A wham pun?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's where you...
Oh, it's the belt of protection.
Oh, okay.
That,
okay.
Native Americans wear.
Oh, it hangs in front of your bits and pieces.
Yeah, kind of.
And but your ass is hanging out, kind of, right?
I don't think it's chaps. I think it's just a belt.
No. It's a there's a.
But it covers the butt
belt.
Crack, but your butt cheeks kind of show still.
And it
which
covers
is like
your who and your butt
hot.
Crack.
Or I don't
your,
think girls wear them though.
Your
do you?
Dick and your yeah probably. Well, I don't know. What does an Indian princess wear? I bet something like that.
Sweats.
Right? Indian princesses don't wear sweats.
So this means alliance. The circle is the symbol of life and is the shape of both of the necklace and the belt, the protection. That's the wham pun. That's what that means. To enter the circle means to be born. To leave it means to die and deprive of the vital energy that's consumed. Hmm. Okay. So
like
messages,
you've got your circle of friends?
I guess. So the message is, this is just, this kind of goes into what the necklace and the belt were, but the message is life is a circle and all are connected. View your enemy as a potential ally and learn to see his flaws as skills. The key words are alliance, protection, support, and advice from influential people. The time? Fridays. I love Fridays. Oh. Yeah, so.
Not disappointed in that.
No,
thank
I'm,
God
I'm okay
it's
with
Friday.
It. Yeah, I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
That helps. Yeah, so if I were doing this, I would write in my journal what that said and the
so
number. And
really?
Like,
it's up to you what
I hate
you
that I was trying
mean.
To talk. That was my bad. So sorry.
Really, you interpret to yourself, and that's what it means.
No, I write it down so that I don't forget the card. Like, I asked about the future, and so I'm going to go back and read what that said in a couple weeks and see if that has played into things at all.
Can I ask about the future?
Do you want me to pull a card?
Future? Question mark. That's all I'm saying.
Guess you can.
Future.
You
yeah, butthead. Future. Should I be confrontational during an oracle reading?
No, actually, you're supposed to meditate before an oracle reading, not have a buzz.
Calm yourself.
What do you do to calm yourself?
Butthole. What do I do to calm myself?
Besides drink vodka.
I don't know. Medication's always good.
Do you meditate?
Do you meditate? I do, actually. I really do.
Okay.
It really helps.
Pick it. Butthole. Oh, not that one.
You're hilarious.
Watch him pick the tomahawk again. I would scream.
Is it the tomahawk? That's very good. You really sold
she
it.
She sold it. She I really know. Did.
Let me see.
Now, what was this future question mark?
It is. It's the number 15.
15 is the death number. but this time by train.
The divine rogue is what this says. Mm. It's about contrast. It looks like a...
That's me, the lovable rogue.
Yeah.
I'm a rascal. I'm unpredictable. I'm a cad.
The rogue is the anti-hero.
That's me.
The Ooh. Transgressor. The rebel who mocks and overturns social norms.
Is there anyone
he brings us
more mocking than me?
Into situations of exaggerated hunger.
Oh, God, I get so hungry.
Unbridled sexual yearnings.
Oh, God, I want I want it all now.
And unlimited wandering, teaching us the dangers and benefits of impulsive behavior.
I do get lost a lot.
Wow,
and
this is like, this is pretty good.
And I am fucking impulsive, that's for sure. Yeah.
By reproducing and imprisoning these energies, we can better understand and control and redistribute them for the good of all. There you go. The message is, always remember to look at the other side of things. There are two sides to every story.
Nope.
And benefits and risks in everything.
There's my side and the highway.
The keywords are contrast, jokes, tricks, twists, impulsive actions, excess wisdom through understanding, unexpected results. Your time frame is summer.
I like that one. I like that one. That kind of
described
me.
Let's just keep picking cards until you like one.
That's a great idea.
Until you hear what you want to hear.
Here, let me...
Yeah, that is a good one. I like that picture, too.
That's the rascal.
He's the anti-hero.
I'm the rogue. I'm an anti-hero.
This kind of, I mean, I feel like that summed up your profession a little bit. Like, you know your role, and that's what you do. Like, you're an exaggerated character. It's not really the true version of you.
So, because you asked about the future, you're still going to be doing this in the future. You won't be dead.
You won't be dead, or you'll be doing it in your next life.
What about the tomahawk? We can't discount the tomahawk.
I know.
Maybe in the Oracle, the first card that you pick, is this the first time I've ever done? No, it is not the first time ever. Is it?
Yeah, it's the first time I've used them.
No, you had your cards you asked me about. You had another set of cards.
I had my cards.
Yeah.
I did my cards with you, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But you can keep using these and keep doing it. You can do it every morning. You can have a ritual, like after you meditate, to pull a card.
I can have a little chime. Ding.
Sure.
Maybe some smoke.
Yeah.
Some incense.
And some weed.
Or that.
Honk up some hooch.
You always say the strangest thing.
Isn't hooch like the alcohol they make in prison?
I meant go huff some dank and then crush some puss. What do you think of that?
Love it.
Ladies, how about that?
I love it.
Did Blonde on Brunette just drop something? Did I see that?
Oh,
yeah,
it did.
I did a blueberry mint mojito. Ooh. Because...
Oh, yeah.
The Blueberry Festival is this weekend. What's Labor Day, baby.
What's a Blueberry Festival?
Only the greatest festival
it's
of
not
life.
Anything we know. It's a North
No,
thing.
It's in Marshall County.
Oh.
Plymouth, Indiana.
Are you going up to that?
Oh, hell yeah. We go every year. I go with my mom and grandma. They got just like hella crafts. Like crafts and a lot of food.
Everything gets stained at blueberries.
Are they wild blueberries? Do they sell like real wild blueberries?
Yeah, you have to chase them down.
That's a great question. I know there is a blueberry patch, the Pickin' Patch in La Paz.
They're feral wild blueberries. That's what they are.
Yeah!
But they just, everything, not everything, I don't want to say everything, but a lot of the stuff has like a blueberry theme. Like you can, from the Lions Club, you buy your blueberry donuts, which is like people wait
that's
in line
say,
for hours.
Nuts.
They are so good. They've got like, you know, the blueberry ice cream, the blueberry pie, you know, all that shit. They've got rides. You can do like the rides at it too.
Yeah.
They have fireworks on, I think, Sunday and Monday night. I usually don't go to those, but it's a thing. Like I remember going in high school, like on Thursday and Friday night, and then you would hang out during the weekend. And now I go with just my little mama and my grandma, and they got just cute boutiques. I got like a really cute dress from a little like mobile boutique there
year,
you know, stuff like that. So,
we have something similar in New Paltz. It was called, when I was growing up, it was the Fish Fry. But now, it's the Fall Festival.
The Fall Festival. Actually, I want to look up how many people come because it's a big thing.
It's a big thing.
Blueberry Festival. So that's why I made a blueberry mint mojito. And I really screwed it up. I didn't have any ice. I thought about making it fresh with like fresh mint and fresh lime. Then I was like, no. My hot tip is going to just be to get a mojito mix.
Oh, yeah. That's perfect.
Looked like garbage. Tasted pretty good, but it was not.
Our videos this week may just be like a clearing of any like bumpy energy because my camera fell off of my window.
While you're recording?
While I was recording.
The suction cup let go?
And I couldn't get the shaker lid off.
Please tell me you left all this in.
Yeah, we did. Kaylin left all of it in.
Good.
Oh, I did.
She fast-forwarded because I spent entirely too much time trying to get the lid off.
Oh, hey, I've got some really fun facts about the Blueberry Festival right now.
Okay.
How
far is it from here? Like an hour?
Like probably two.
2 hours? Okay.
Probably not quite 2 hours. Where can I pick blueberries when I come to the festival? Well, you can't because blueberry season has come and gone, sweetie.
Oh.
But you can have sundaes, cheesecake, pies, muffin shakes, all that stuff, all blueberry. Since blueberries are out of season, why is it called the Blueberry Festival?
Why is it called the Blueberry Festival, Caitlin?
At one time, Marshall County produced 1/3 of Indiana's blueberries.
Oh.
Since the county is largely agricultural, it seems fitting to call Marshall County the Blueberry Festival.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So it's like their mascot. It's not necessarily that it's the season.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I got you.
So that's how, because I've always wondered that too.
You think they've got like Ohio State has the Buckeye with a big Buckeye on his head. They got like a big blueberry guy. The blueberry on it is his head.
I've never seen him, but I'm here for it.
They should do.
They do a 5K, the Blueberry Stomp, on like Saturday morning. I think you do people pay money to run, which I've never really understood myself. But
do they have blueberry wine? Have you ever had blueberry wine?
They have to. I last night briefly at Kroger at about 11:30 at night. I was like, I'm scrapping the idea. Let me just find a blueberry wine and do a review. But then I was like, I don't know where blueberry wine is. I don't know how expensive it is. I know exactly where the blueberries are and where the mint mojito mix is.
Yep,
so let's
good.
Do it.
Good. Okay. Yep. That's out right now. And then we'll have a new episode drop Friday of Caitlin and I. And that is quick drink fixes, right? Like,
yes. Yep.
You're in a hurry. You're going somewhere and you need to.
You're rushing off to work. You need a drink to take with you.
Yep.
You put it in the shaker and you're on off out the door.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, it's perfect for Labor Day when, you get invited to a party last minute. You want to bring something.
I keep forgetting it's Labor Day. I don't work Monday.
You don't work Monday.
John Mayer's Sunday at Noble's at Clips.
Oh, he is? Are you going?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, are you?
Yeah. It's I've just become such a Mayer fan because of what's his name. I don't know.
His name is Jeff.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Jeffy had a birthday, and we didn't get to see him on his birthday.
I wished him a hail and hearty happy birthday.
I didn't, so happy birthday, Jeff.
Happy birthday, Phibbs.
Yeah, buddy.
Caitlin.
She told him happy birthday.
I did text him. Oh. I'm trying to find how many damn people come to this thing.
But then, I say I'm going to John Mayer, and then it's
you
like there's going to be...
You're the worst at 18,000
people,
concert,
and then
you don't.
Here's how I'll go to John Mayer. If John comes and picks me up on the way to the venue.
I read some really disheartening things about John Mayer, so I don't want to
talk about that. You did do that.
They're all lies. Like what?
I don't think they're lies because they were published in Playboy.
Is he a womanizer?
He said, no, almost, way a little bit worse.
What? Not like physical stuff.
No.
Mind fucks? What are you talking about?
Okay, can we move on?
Are we done?
Who are you going to the concert with?
I don't know.
I want to know because you have to have a pass. You can't park in regular people parking.
You said you wanted to move on.
I did.
Who said that?
I did.
That's Caitlin. That's Jess. I'm Chick McGee. This is my show. You guys can't talk to me like that.
369. Damn, okay.
Good night, everybody.
Get low. Get low.